Finally today, a look ahead to the week in the legislature. Joining us is VPR's Kirk Carapezza. He has been following all of the action in the State House this session. Kirk, nice to talk with you again.
Welcome back, Jane.
Thank you. So we've been hearing a lot about this bill that would decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. Let's talk about that first. That's set for final approval in the House this week.
Yes. So last week, the House voted 98-44 for a bill that would decriminalize. That means make it a civil offense rather than a crime to possess a limited amount of marijuana. What we're talking about here, Jane, is 1 ounce or less. After the vote, I spoke with Speaker Shep Smith, and he told me that if the House had held this vote last year, he doesn't think there would have been so much strong tripartisan support. So tomorrow we're expecting that bill to pass, but not before its opponents offer a number of amendments, including one that would drop the limit from 1 ounce to 1/4 ounce. Meanwhile, the Senate Judiciary Committee continues to take testimony on its own companion bill.
Okay, so final vote in the House this week on that marijuana decriminalization bill, still moving ahead in the Senate. Also in the Senate, lawmakers are working on a campaign finance bill.
Right. This bill bans corporate and union contributions to state political candidates. It also strengthens reporting requirements. The Senate will do a third reading on campaign finance tomorrow. There are no amendments listed, but with this bill, you never know what's going to happen.
All right, Kirk, tick down for us the House Judiciary Committee's agenda, because they're going to be very busy this
week.
That's
right. Chairman Bill Lippert has made a habit of joking with his committee members that there's no shortage of controversial issues this year, and that's certainly the case this week. First, the committee will look at a bill from the Senate that would consider the financial cost of criminal sentencing. Then it's death with dignity or physician-assisted suicide, depending on where you stand on this issue. This is the bill that would allow terminally ill people to end their lives by requesting lethal doses of medication from physicians. In February, as you remember, senators who supported the underlying bill said amendments approved on the Senate floor weakened the bill and stripped it of its key safeguards, so they voted against it.
All right, so a lot going on this week. VPR's Kirk Carapezza, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane.